Maybe you're not as excited as Ryan Smith about a hockey team, which he'll buy for about $1 billion, and he might want to build a new arena, or there's talk that he'll renovate the Delta Center. You know how the upper deck is so steep there? There are rumors he wants to make the incline more gradual upstairs for better sight lines for hockey, and that's important if you have kids and want to go to a game, because downstairs, up close, a solid rubber puck can come flying straight at you at 80 miles an hour. In the old days, if you got hit, an usher would hand a towel to the person at the end of the row, and it'd be passed down so you could sop up the blood without missing any action. But it happened a few days ago at a minor league Cleveland Monsters game.
Now, out of nowhere, this puck comes out of heaven straight towards my son's head.
Asia Davis was so grateful for the quick reflexes of the guy sitting next to her 4-year-old son, but she had no idea who he was.
He blocked it. My son had chips of ice in his hair.
So she asked TikTok.
TikTok, I need your help finding someone. This man, right here.
And TikTok found the young guy with the quick reflexes, Andrew Podolak.
So my first instincts was just jump in front of it. I was lucky enough just to reach my hand over in just the right time.
And this is hockey. The Cleveland Monsters scrambled to get the little boy, his mom, and their hero out on the ice for a ceremonial opening face-off.
We are excited to welcome back Monsters fans Asia and her son, Nasir, along with Andrew, who were seated next to each other at Thursday night's Monsters game when a puck came into the stands in their row.
So Ryan Smith, we hope you fix the upper bowl at the Delta Center. And folks, if you want to see what it's all about and go to a game and you have young kids, sit upstairs for hockey.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.